So whose idea was it to put everybody in the diner on skates? Oh,
some idiot customer put a suggestion in the suggestion box.
Oh, my God, they took my idea.
That was you?
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Rachel, I made you a cocoa.
Oh, my, it's so fast. Ow. Oh, my God. Are you guys okay?
All right.
Oh, my.
Goatee, you kind of look like Satan.
Oh, so that's why the priest threw holy water on me. Okay, listen, you have to cheer up, okay? You should come out with Ross and me. I mean, anything is better than sitting around here crying all day about Kate.
Hey, I was crying because nobody believed Quincy's theory, okay?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm gonna be on TV.
No way!
Yeah, they're putting together this panel to talk about these fossils they just found in Peru, and the Discovery Channel's going to film it.
Oh, my God! Who's going to watch that?
Thanks. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Saw a girl with that vest.
Thanks.
While most of us think of chocolate bunnies and baskets as traditional Easter gifts, some people insist on giving live chicks as presents. Unfortunately, the sad fact remains that most of these little guys won't live to see the 4th of July because as a result of improper care, they will be dead.
Yeah, hi. You guys got any of those baby chicks? Because I was watching this commercial on TV, and man, those things are cute.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, Pete, you're back. Hey, check this out.
Wow, skates.
Wow, you're a lot sturdier than Chandler. Crumbled like a piece of paper. So how was your trip?
Well.
Oh, what'd you bring me? Oh, hotel toiletries from Japan. Oh, these are gonna go in my permanent collection. You want some coffee?
Yeah, sure, that'd be great.
Oh. Regular decaf.
Whichever is closest.
All right.
Okay. So ask me what I did today.
So what did you do today, Pete?
I bought a restaurant, and I would like you to be the head chef.
What? Believe he just offered me a restaurant?
What a jerk. Want me to kick his ass?
I mean, this has been like my dream since I got my first Easy Bake Oven and opened Easy Monica's Bakery. I mean, I would kill for this job. I mean, I can totally do this job, and God knows I paid my dues. But Pete's just doing this because he has a crush on me.
And you're still not attracted to him at all?
No. I mean, how can I accept a restaurant from him? I can't. I couldn't even accept a necklace from Stu Vincent in the 7th grade.
Yeah, but Mon, that was totally different. He was your health teacher.
Oh. Ow! What, honey?
Oh, my side still hurts from when you crashed into me yesterday.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Ow.
Oh, God.
Oh. Hey, you guys, guess what?
Got a job on a riverboat?
You know what? I didn't wear this suit for a year because you hated it. Well, guess what? You're not my girlfriend anymore, so...
Oh, I see. So this suit is making a point.
Huh.
Now that you're on your own, you're free to look as stupid as you'd like.
You like it, right?
Oh, absolutely. I like it even more on you than I did on Colonel Sanders. Ross, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
come here. What were you going to tell us?
Yeah. Oh, was it how you invented the cotton gin?
Okay, goodbye.
So, after you put the suggestion in the box, how long did it take for the roller skating thing to happen?
About 3 months.
Okay, so I guess that's about 2 weeks before the topless thing kicks in.
Hey.
Can I get you something? Open it.
Okay. It's a chicken.
It's cute, huh?
Whoa, you guys, do you know anything about chicks?
Fowl? No. Women? No.
Okay, well, they are a huge responsibility, especially at this age. They require constant care. They need just the right food and lots of love.
Oh, well, no problem.
Easy, Lenny.
So, I mean, have you thought about it?
Okay, here's the thing.
Oh, no, not the thing. I hate the thing. What's the thing?
I can't do it. I'm sorry. Oh, I wish I could, but, see, you have these feelings for me.
Wait. That's what you're worried about? If that's the problem, we've got no problem.
Huh?
No. Like, I was going to tell you this over dinner, but I met somebody else on my trip.
Oh?
Her name's Anne. She's a journalist. We met on the plane. She asked me if she could finish off my peanuts. I thought she said something else. We had a big laugh. I got tired of waiting.
Well, that's great. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm so happy for you. And now I can work for you.
I guess you can.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is incredible. Oh. All right, you know what? I'm just going to roll right in that office and quit.
All right.
Okay. Could you give me a little push?
Yeah, sure. Good luck.
I'm quitting. Woo-hoo!
That's exciting. You went to Japan, made up a woman.
What?
I'm just saying, this woman, I mean, she's fictitious, no?
And why would you say that?
Because you're still into Monica. So you told her there was somebody else, so she would agree to work with you. So because you figure, oh, if you spend a lot of time together, maybe something might happen. And
You're good.
Yeah, no, I'm fairly intuitive and psychic. It's a substantial gift.
Listen... Can you promise me that you won't tell her, though?
Absolutely. Oh, I promise. Tell her what?
Thanks a lot.
No, I'm serious. I mean, I'm intuitive, but my memory sucks.
Okay, but this is the last time. With a chick chick here and a chick chick there. Here a chick, there a chick, everywhere a chick chick chicken.
Hey. How's she doing?
She?
Well, yeah. Don't you think it's a she?
I don't know. I can't tell. Whatever it was went back in too quickly.
Anyway, I gotta go change. I'm meeting some of the cast for drinks.
Excuse me?
What?
I stayed home from work today while you were at rehearsal so somebody could be here with our chick.
Hey, who was up from 2 o'clock this morning until 5 o'clock this morning trying to get her back to sleep?
You don't think I get up when you get up?
Oh, here it comes.
Yes, here it comes. I'm stuck here all day. And then you come in and spend 2 seconds with us. And then expect to go off gallivanting with your friends? Well, I don't think so, mister.
Hey, I need to relax, okay? I was working all day.
And you don't think taking care of our chick is work?
That's not what I said. Okay, I just meant...
I know what you meant! You notice that ever since we got this chick, we've been fighting a lot more than we used to?
I don't know, maybe we weren't ready to have a chick.
I'll take her back tomorrow.
You think we'll get our $3 back?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Right, listen, I had that TV thing in like 2 hours, and I need your help, okay? What do you think? This blue suit or this brown one?
Well, the brown one brings out your eyes. But your butt looks great in the blue one.
Really? Wow, that aspirin dance really works.
Ow!
Oh, my God, is that still...
I'm fine.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Rach.
Look, I'm fine. Watch. Look at that. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Okay, look, you've got to go to a doctor, okay?
No, I have got to get ready and go to a dinner at my boss's house. Very big deal. There's a lot of people there that I have to meet.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're going to make a great impression. Hi, I'm Rachel Green. It's nice to meet you. Come on, you probably have a broken rib.
Well, I will go to the hospital tomorrow. It'll still be broken then.
Rachel.
But, you know, I could use a hand getting ready.
Rachel.
Look, either help me or go.
Fine, I'll go.
Okay, but before you go, could you help me first?
Sure, I'll help you.
Oh, good, good. Do you guys know how to get a chick out of a VCR?
You know what? I cannot do this with my left hand. Would you please help me with this, too? Oh. Okay, let's use this brush.
Oh, okay. This stuff?
Yeah,
all
careful.
Right. Okay.
Light. Okay, now you do not just sweep it across the lid, okay?
Just sweep it.
Oh.
Sorry.
Hey. That's just poking me in the
sorry,
eye.
I'm sorry. Close,
okay,
close.
Just sweep it.
I'm sweeping.
Right.
Sweep.
Okay, now make it even because we don't...
What?
We don't want to be... I don't want it to be too much. I want it to be subtle.
No. You know, you don't wear enough of this.
Since when do you think I don't wear enough of this?
Well, close your eyes. I just think you're going to like this a little better. Because... Close.
Blow it up.
Sorry. Because I think this will make you a little more sophisticated.
Sophisticated like a hooker?
What I'm doing tonight.
What?
I'm checking out the restaurant with Pete.
Oh, Monica, I am so excited for you.
Know.
Oh, I have to tell you something.
What?
Well, I can't tell you.
Okay, but wouldn't it be easier if you had to tell me something that you could tell me?
Well, sure, in a perfect world. But no, I promised I wouldn't tell, and I swore to, like, all my gods.
Okay. Does it have to do with Ross and Rachel?
No.
Does it have to do with Joey?
No.
Does it have to do with Chandler and that sock that he keeps by his bed?
No, but let's come back to that later.
There you go. Good enough for your party, huh?
Sure. Huh? Sure, I'll just sit next to the... transsexual from purchasing.
Come on. Okay, come on. All right, I gotta go, so good luck at the party, okay?
Oh, wait, Ross, could you just stay and help me get dressed?
Sure, okay.
Okay, great. Okay, just turn around.
What?
I don't want you to see me naked.
Rachel, I've seen you naked a million times. I ate hot fudge off you naked. I sucked that mini marshmallow out of your belly button.
Yeah, but that was different, you know? I mean, we were going out then. Now it's weird.
Rach, you know, I can see you naked anytime I want.
What?
All I have to do is close my eyes. See? Woohoo! I'm sorry.
Come on. I don't want you thinking of me like that anymore.
Sorry. Nothing you can do about it. It's one of my rights as the ex-boyfriend, huh? Oh, yeah.
Cut it out.
Okay. I'm sorry. It will never happen. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Wait. Now there are 100 of you, and I'm the king.
Ross.
Oh, come on. Would you grow up? It's no big deal.
All right. Fine.
Yowza!
Okay! See what you did? I'm going to be doing it by myself now. Okay, that's it. Ow!
Oh, my God.
Ow,
all right,
ow,
look. Okay,
ow,
Rach,
ow.
Easy. You have to go to the hospital, okay?
Okay, I do.
Okay?
I really do.
Okay, I'm going to get your coat, and then I'll put you in a cab, okay?
Okay. Oh, wait, you're not going to come with me?
Of course I am.
I just have to make a call.
Okay.
Okay? What's wrong?
I'm sorry. I just can't go to the hospital looking like this. Does it involve travel?
No.
Does it involve clogs?
Oh, wait. Clogs or claws?
Clogs?
No.
Claws?
No.
Okay, so it doesn't involve Ross or Rachel or Chandler or Joey. No. What about Pete?
No.
What is it? What about Pete?
I don't know.
Okay, I feel like I'm talking to Lassie. Right, Phoebe, would you just tell me?
I can't.
Okay, I gotta go.
You're so close, no.
Okay, does it involve something to do with Pete's computer company?
Ugh, just go, you're never gonna get it.
I know. See, yes, that's Yasmin Bleeth. She's a completely different kind of chick. I love you both, but in very different ways. Hey.
Ah. What are you doing? I thought you were going to take her back to the store today.
I did, but the store wouldn't take her back, so then I took her to the shelter, and you know what I found out? If they can't find a home for her, they kill her. And I'm not going to let that happen to little Yasmin.
Okay, good. Because I was kind of having second thoughts, too.
Okay. And it's not just chicks, you know. It's all kinds of other animals.
That's horrible. Well, you did the right thing, man. Well,
thanks. I'm glad you see it that way. Oh, funny story.
I don't believe this.
Wow, look at this refrigerator. It's gigantic.
I mean, I could live in this thing. I'd be cold, but I'm always cold.
Oh, my God, look at these spider burners. I love spider burners.
So you like it?
Oh, it is so perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh.
Did you just smell my hair?
No. No way. What? No.
Oh, God.
What?
You still have feelings for me, don't you?
No. No. I'm just excited about the restaurant, that's all.
Pete?
Okay, I love you. Is that so bad?
No, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. It's really nice.
Look, the only one who stands to get hurt is me, and I'm okay with that.
You may be okay with getting hurt, but I am not okay with being the one who hurts you. That's why I can't take this job.
What?
Well, we probably shouldn't see each other anymore. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if that's really what you want, okay. Sorry, things didn't work out.
Okay, shut up for a second and let me just see something. Oh, wow. Hey, you tell me the truth, right?
Rich, you can't look fat in an X-ray.
Hey, now you stay out here and you think about what you did.
That's a duck.
That's a bad duck! How'd the thing go tonight, Ross?
Oh, it was, nah, well.
What thing? What thing?
Nothing. There was this thing at the museum. Come on. Easy.
Okay, now when you come back, I hope you remember that that chick is not a toy.
What thing? What is this thing?
I was kind of supposed to be on TV tonight for the Discovery Channel.
Oh, my God. Ross, why didn't you tell me that?
Because I knew that if I told you, you'd make me go, and I knew you needed someone to be with you tonight. Come on.
Thank you. believe you.
What?
That is the sweetest thing.
You should get some sleep.
Okay.
So I'll,
Oh, sorry I spoiled your evening.
No, that's it. No, as long as you're okay. Yeah. So I'll see you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See ya.
What did you do?
What you doing?
Having a swim.
What about the chick?
Chicks don't swim.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Should we try?
Sure.
See, I told you, they don't swim.
Wait, give them a minute.
No! Oh, it's okay, baby.